Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, June 21st, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today is the International Day of Yoga, and Apple is celebrating with an Apple Watch Activity Challenge. As 9to5 Mac reported earlier in the week, you can unlock limited edition animated stickers that can be used in messages and FaceTime if you complete a yoga workout of at least 15 minutes today. You can complete the yoga workout through Apple's own Workouts app on Apple Watch or through any third-party app that records data to Apple Health. We have a full roundup of the best yoga apps on 9to5 Mac to get you started, so be sure to check that out today. Apple has held several Apple Watch activity challenges in the past. Back in April, we saw one for Earth Day. That one encouraged Apple Watch users to get out and celebrate the planet and perform any outdoor workout for at least 30 minutes. Other Apple Watch activity challenges have included ones for International Women's Day, Veterans Day, and Valentine's Day. My colleague Zach Hall yesterday published an incredibly detailed look at the new highly customizable California watch face that's coming in watchOS 6. Zach is with us right now, so Zach, why don't you tell us a little bit more about that California watch face, because I know it's a lot more versatile than I originally thought.
Yeah, so the watchOS 6 update coming to the Apple Watch Series 4, and I guess future watches this fall, has a lot of new watch faces, including one called California. So I published a story called Exploring California and the Many Forms of the New Apple Watch Face, because the default face, to me, is kind of ugly. Like, it's just not what I want out of a smartwatch. It's meant to be more traditional analog watch face, but like a very specific style. Because California refers back to the California dial on analog watches, which usually means you get half Roman numerals between 10 and 2 o'clock and half Arabic numerals, which are like numbers that we know, between 4 and 8 o'clock. And then oftentimes you get a 3, 6, and 9 replaced with a dash and the 12 replaced with an inverted triangle. And that's exactly what Apple did here. California refers to a company that repaired Rolex watches using that style, and they were located in California. So there's the name. And in the piece, you can see a traditional California dial watch face, which looks pretty much like the style that Apple went for with the default California watch face. But after poking around for a little bit and using this watchOS 6 beta on my watch, I found that there are lots of customization options that make it go from like a very specific California dial style to nearly like a lot of analog watch faces that are just more traditional, including just having normal numbers around the entire dial, going from a full screen design with only a couple of complications that are sub-dial between all the numbers and behind the watch hand, to a rounded face where you get four corner complications and then one text dial complication, like on the new Infograph watch face, but it's a much more like muted color with monochrome complications. And you can make it look way more like the utility watch face from the original Apple Watch, which has numbers around the dial and then two top corner complications and one bottom long complication, and then the date as an option. But I've got in this story how you can make the California face look more like that for the Series 4 watch than the default option. And the problem with the utility face on the Series 4 is that it got this weird modification to it where text complications get curved at an angle and they're not like straight on. And the new complications, they're still curved in angle, but they look like they fill up the screen versus like just weird looking. So I've also got a picture, a photograph of like what I'm using on my watch every day now. So with this California watch style. So check out the story and let us know what you think about the new California watch face. There's like 48 different styles before you even consider complications and personalizing with you know, what information is on your watch. But check out the story.
Definitely be sure to give Zach's story a read if you're an Apple Watch user, and thanks Zach for joining us today. Zach also published an interesting piece about Apple Watch today, explaining how watchOS 6 gives older Apple Watch users a new reason to upgrade. So be sure to check that out on 9to5 Mac as well. Last but not least, let's round out Friday with a check-in with Trevor from 9to5 Toys for a quick roundup of some of the best deals of the week.
Headlining this weekend's best deals at 9to5 Toys is Apple HomePod, which is on sale from $229 shipped. That's down $70 from the regular going rate and the best offer we've seen from a trusted Apple retailer in 2019. HomePod delivers Siri and access to Apple Music and more in one sleek package. This is a great price if you're looking to start or expand your AirPlay setup. Next up, Amazon has Apple's latest 12.9-inch iPad Pro for up to $220 off. This is a match of the best offer we've seen so far in 2019. Apple's 2018 iPad Pro offers a refreshed edge-to-edge liquid retina display with features like ProMotion, True Tone, and an A12 Bionic chip. Of course, you'll find all of the best deals from 9to5 Toys over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at 9to5 Toys to catch all of the best deals every day.
All right, thanks, Trevor. Check out these stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back on Monday for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.